Chapter 3. Now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, and David grew stronger and stronger, but the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. To David were sons born in Hebron, and his firstborn was Amnon, of Ahinoam of Jezreel, and his second, Deluiah, of Abigail of Carmel, and the third, Absalom the son of Maacah the daughter of Talmai king of Geshur, and the fourth, Adonijah the son of Haggith, and the fifth, Shephatiah the son of Abital, and the sixth, Ithream, of Eglah, David's wife. These were born to David in Hebron. It happened, while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, that Abner made himself strong in the house of Saul. Now Saul had a secondary wife, named Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah. And Ishbal son of Saul said to Abner, "Why have you gone into my father's secondary wife?" Then Abner was very angry over the words of Ishbal, and said, "Am I a dog's head that belongs to Judah? Until today, is it for myself that I have been doing all these things, showing loyalty to the house of Saul your father, to his brothers, and to his friends, and have not delivered you into the hand of David? And yet you charge me this day with a fault concerning this woman. God do so to Abner, and more also, if, as the Lord has sworn to David, I do not do even so to him, to transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul, and to set up the throne of David over Israel and over Judah, from Dan even to Beersheba." And Ishbal could not answer Abner another word, because he feared him. Abner sent messengers to David on his behalf, saying, "Whose is the land?" And saying, "Make your alliance with me, and look, my hand shall be with you, to bring all Israel around to you." He said, "Good, I will make a treaty with you, but one thing I require of you. That is, you shall not see my face, unless you first bring Michal, Saul's daughter, when you come to see my face." David sent messengers to Ishbal, Saul's son, saying, "Give me my wife Michal, whom I pledge to be married to me for 100 foreskins of the Philistines." Ishbal sent and took her from her husband Paltiel the son of Laish. Her husband went with her, weeping as he went, and followed her to Bahurim. Then Abner said to him, "Go. Return." So he returned. Abner advised the elders of Israel, saying, "In times past, you sought for David to be king over you. Now then do it, for the Lord has spoken of David, saying, 'By the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistines, and out of the hand of all their enemies.'" And Abner also spoke privately to the sons of Benjamin. And Abner also spoke privately to David in Hebron all that seemed good to Israel, and to the whole house of Benjamin. So Abner came to David to Hebron, and 20 men with him. David made Abner and the men who were with him a feast. Abner said to David, "I will arise and go, and will gather all Israel to my lord the king, that they may make a covenant with you, and that you may reign over all that your soul desires." David sent Abner away, and he went in peace.